start with our Beatles piece. I read a couple post-its of things to look in. Yes.
I didn't get a chance to ask you before, but I'd like to volunteer for the men's solo in yesterday.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, this one says, we need soloists, and it's better to do that sooner rather than later. So I don't know the best way to do it, but if you're unopposed, you can definitely do that one. And we kind of...
I feel like Bernie Sanders when you said it.
Yeah. You have to run a campaign. We kind of recruited Mark for the Blackbird solo, so I think that would be great to do. And then we'll go through the whole thing today and just take a look. If something catches your eye, let me know, because there's probably 5 or 6 solos in this piece, so we need people to do those, and that would be great to do to get those as soon as possible. All right, so let's jump in, and I'm on page 26, and we're just going to check our parts for Michelle. We haven't gone through those parts specifically yet, especially for the tenors and basses with these notes that are next to each other. So let's sing it first and see how we do, and then we'll break it down for a minute. So 268, all parts, ready, go. Second, so make sure you're singing, I'm going to say the, think ahead so we don't do the. Say the only words I know, you'll understand. The retard is starting on that final measure of 27. Let's do our oohs, and then we'll just go through a couple parts. So this is bottom of 27 for altos, can join in here too, and sopranos on the oohs. Ready, go. And then they say in the clear. Good. Let's look at tenors and basses at 268. And just do those two parts for this section. 268. Ready, go. Just be aware of those seconds that are together, which are going pretty well. Let's do.
David, excuse me. How are we going to find that D?
Well, it's a D major chord, so let's see what you're hearing before.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. So you do get it in the bass here. And you're hearing before a lot of that's all you need. Love is all you need is giving you a D. If you hold on to that.
You've got 16 bars of introduction to
yes.
try to maintain that pitch.
So, but the sopranos are holding out a D up to one measure before. So that should help, hopefully. Okay, let's try upper voices. Altos and sopranos at 268. 1, 2, ready, go.
Thank you.
off on beat three there. Let's put that together, and then we'll get into it so we can find our pitches, but let's just run the notes. With all four parts at 268. One, two, ready, go. It up just a little bit, and let's look at 257. So this is page 25, and that way we can get into this section. And I just want to briefly run more seconds here for the sopranos and altos, so we can get hear what that sounds like with just those two parts. So we'll do soprano and alto at 257. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, one. Have to stagger that to keep that pitch going, which is going to give the pitch for the tenors on each. Okay, so someone is doing something really nice. A little fall off of the note, which is kind of nice. Yeah, that's nice. Gives a little jazz feel. So let's try that. Just a little tiny hint of it. Kind of nice. Try that one more time, but let's add our tenors and basses at 257. One, two, ready, and one.
All you need is love.
Two, three, four, one. All you need is love.
Two, machacadas. One. All you need is love.
Measure 285. Good. Let's back up even more, and we'll get to Sergeant Pepper. So let's do 241, pick up to 242. So starting here after four. One, two, three, four. To the Sergeant Pepper, so we're accenting that, which is exactly what we should do. Good. Let's try that a little faster, up to tempo.
Could you just play measure 46 so
sure.
I can hear that B flat?
Oh, yeah. So it's sit back and watch the evening go. So go on the B flat is one beat. It's hard to see because it's over two lines. Go, but. We're up against that.
Yeah.
It should. I thought it was a misprint, but it's not. That's what they want. So we have that dissonance there. Okay? So we're going from here. We hope. Right there. Let's speed it up. One, two, ready, go.
We hope we will enjoy the show.
what happens if I play these chords are you're going to change before my chords change. So it's going to be a different effect. So let me play these as written. So I'm going to start on measure 241. So that is... We're doing a mezzo forte, I think just a little softer adds a different feel for this, which is what we're doing. So I think the volume that we're doing right now is appropriate. We give it the ooze. It's right in what I'm playing too, so all you gotta do is listen to this. My thumb is giving you every note, yes. For I will say that
yeah,
part. I think it's fine the way it is now. Yeah. So we don't have too many of you, so it's all right. Okay. Let's see.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I was numbering my measures.
Uh huh.
And on page 31, it goes back to 300.
Oh, yeah.
3.7 to 3.8.
So 29 is.
Back to 300. So I was just curious what was going on.
I didn't notice that. So that should be. Should it be 320?
It should be 320, not 300.
Let's change that. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I just was trying to.
No, you're right. That's hard enough to find a way around. Yeah, because 300 would be on the middle of 29.
Right.
So we'll make that change.
It's a long stretch. Because it should end on 327.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Let's look at. Can we back up just a little bit more to page 14? I'm sorry, 15. Let it be. We'll pick up to 139. So this is when we sing the first, not the first, but the chorus of Let It Be. So here's our pitches. I mean, basses are doing E right there. So you're on an A. Tenor, alto, soprano. And really match up our O vowel, so get a lot of roundness to that. So we're all singing the same vowel. So one, two, ready, go.
Thank you.
easy. Good. Altos are good. That's great. Yeah. Coming along. That, I feel like, is a tricky chorus. You got it. Let's look at bottom of 13, and we're work on think I'm gonna be sad. And I just want to add a little slide into just a little scoop into that would be nice. Extra detail. So this is bottom of 13 all parts. One, two, ready, go. Try that again, but take out the volume. This is piano, so about half that volume. And this should have a little bit, it's feeling a little rough, and it should be a little bit more easygoing. Swing in the breeze. One, two, ready, go. Page 12, just the timing of this ride, we have to count for this one. So we're doing, I'm moving on the and of 2 and the and of 4. So, bottom of 12, it's, this is Ticket to Ride. When we do that held out ride.
112, 110, 115, which one? There are lots of rides in there.
There's no measure numbers.
First measure.
Second measure, the first
measure.
Yeah, after end of solo?
Yeah.
Measure 110.
Thank you. Keeper of measures. We write them in as we go. I don't know why they don't. And a piece like this.
He's got a ticket to ride on the bottom.
It's the bottom line, second measure. Yep.
Got it.
Page 12. Uh-huh. So what I'm saying is we need... What was I saying? And of 2 and the and of 4 is when we're moving. So we have 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. And that is... And then we're cutting off on beat 4 with a soft D of ride. So... Let's get into it from end of solo. That's the middle of the page. Sopranos are here. Altos. Tenors. Basses. One, two, ready, go. See where I am? So all sopranos should be doing that.
So at the end of the solo, the sopranos are doing.
No, you're singing, please got a ticket to ride. But it was a solo for Cindy, yeah. So sopranos are on the melody there. Yep.
Got it.
So
And then everyone moves at the same time on that ride. So that's where we want to get to, just to get the timing of that. So let's go back to end solo. That's the middle of 12. One, two, ready, go. Let's back it up and just start at the beginning of the section. It's too confusing because it's repetitive lyrics. Okay, so we'll start on, I think I'm going to be sad for right now. All sopranos can sing that solo line, and then you just continue right on when it says end solo. So one, two, this is 101, pick up to 102. One, two, ready, go. And light and can just fade out. We don't need a strong cutoff for that. Good. When we get to the end, measure 320 on page 31, let's do two repeats. We'll just set that. So we'll repeat that line twice, pretending like the audience is joining in. So we can just set that, and then that final line leads into the end. All right, any questions on anything else? Repeating twice for a total of three. Yes. So do it once, repeat, and.
Oh, so three times.
Yes.
Three times. Okay, repeat twice, then it's three times. Oh my God.
Just right. As many as desired. Can't get enough of it. All right, let's go to the beginning and see if we can put all this together. From the top. So we're doing this, and then we have. Let's match up that ah, so it's a bright sound, really tall ah. Good.
And this would be a good place on that second measure where you go, you know, you give us like a cue. Mm-hmm. That's a really, there's other notes. You know, we come in like on the second note.
Coming in on the second beat, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we need the pianist to play so we can watch you.
Okay, I can do this. One, two. So let's pick it up at Got a Good Reason. Measure 12, and we'll be off and running. One, two, ready, go.
Got a good reason.
Thank you.
Is that three?
We did three.
Maybe just two is
okay.
Overkill. We'll repeat once, yeah.
No, that was
three.
But
they
know.
Three
they get carried away.
Lighters come out.
Because it really doesn't retard until the last phrase, so it's okay. Let's do the last line, the very last line, so we can get our high note there. So this is the last line of the piece on 31. Ready, go. Correct.
And 324, once.
Correct. Yeah. That takes us home.
Wait, that's going to be three times singing the same.
Right? Yeah, right.
Because we sing it on the top of
it
the
is.
One.
It is, yeah.
That's what we did, except it was too much.
No, we didn't do the last line.
We didn't do the last line. Some people thought that was the last line. Yeah. The last line will be different because the volume is increasing, and then that has the fermata on the last note with the high note there for the soprano. So it's like. What's up?
You're going to retire.
Yes.
Whatever you
want to
sing.
Yeah. That's not. Pretty easy to figure out. Let's look at just one or two things and then we can take questions.
Oh.
Yes.
Measure 287.
Uh huh.
I don't know about you, but. It was like, oh, that is on page 28, the very last measure, we did not come in.
Right.
227?
Well, 287.
It was my fault, too. I don't know what I was doing there. So if we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, oh my.
I'll tell you something, I think you'll understand. I'll tell you something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
So then, good. So that was likely doing it. Yeah.
It would be really nice if all of us knew that we were supposed to sing harmony down there.
On page 4.
Down at the bottom. Last line. Last measure. So we're taking the easy way. So the boys go, got a good reason. We're taking the easy way out. Got a good reason. We're taking the easy way out now. And that's where we sing measure 19. We sing harmony. And some of us would have. So you would just go through the soprano section.
Are you talking about she was a?
Yeah.
She was a is the same. Try that again. Sopranos. She was ready.
Can we do the
go.
First?
What?
Can we do the
sure. Four taken. Ready. Go.
Four taken.
And we're sliding off of that. Yeah. It took me so.
Thank you.
Good.
Back to page 29.
Uh huh.
So there's a top. We're singing, I want to hold your hand. So when we sing your, the guys or so whoever, they're singing Hey Jude, Don't Make It Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're singing I want to hold your and then.
Correct, yeah, so it does overlap. Uh huh. So you're doing I want to hold Hey Jude.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is correct. It's just a little effect. We're slowing down there, so this is going from I wanna hold your 1, 2, 3, 4, back to. So that's a dramatic tempo change there. there, they say twice as slow
there.
That's at 299. So we'll just get used to that tempo change. Can we do top of 28 into I Want to Hold Your Hand? I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
I
want to. But the name of the song is I Want To, the title. Okay, so we're coming in on beat 4 at the top of that page. This is for... Oh, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. Bassist can jump in if you want to sing that higher. Oh, I tell you something. Let me split. And then sopranos and altos are here on the melody as we know it. So our first pitches are this. But let me lead into it with a measure before that. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. The rest of it's fine,
yeah.
I think. So that helps.
On the page before, 27, the last beat is a fermata. And I'm not sure how long you want us to hold that at the end of the show.
I can cue that for you. And my
that tempo that starts that whole first system,
at,
we lost.
At 284
right.
Is the new tempo, yeah. Just have empty measures there, so we gotta imagine. So that's cool. 152. It's about that fast, for real. So, for right now, what I can do is extend this over to here so that we hear that rather than just rest.
So, I have a three.
So, I'll just repeat that. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, sing.
Oh,
so I'll start that at 284, so we get our tempo.
284, you're going to start. You're going to start.
So I'm playing through these rests, is all I'm doing. So it's no different for you.
Do you want the men to hold that note for 6 beats on the show?
You'll just hear that. Yes.
All set.
Do that as written. Uh huh. It's going to speed right up. Yeah. Okay. Let's try that let's go back to 268, everyone, so we can, this Michelle section is really coming up, Michelle, and then we can get this transition cleaned up. 268. 1, 2, ready, go.
Fast.
I think we're fast.
That was really fast.
Hey, we stay together. But that's what Cal. That's tough one. But
if, which are the deer?
He's not going to be in
there.
You really want to hold someone's hand.
That's moderately fast. I'm going real fast.
I know, right? So let's do this. Let's listen to what the real thing is. That feels right. Now I can tap onto here and tell you what it is. Oops. 1, 2, 3, 4. 120.
Okay, that's
awesome. I'll send an email. I think that's...
Wait a minute. 120 is what All You Need Is Love was in Michelle. So it shouldn't stay exactly the same as Michelle. Michelle is a ballad.
Yeah.
So we gotta do something.
Well, no, it changes at the top of page 28 to 152.
But he's saying it's too fast.
It is too fast. Right.
So, Michelle, we're doing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Michelle, which is 102. So that gives us a big contrast.
You pick the two.
Okay. I know, but I did feel like it was rushed. But I will say what I was doing was 152, or close to it, so it just felt like it was flying by. Yeah.
This is from the same guy who's not putting measure numbers on here, so.
Yeah.
Right?
I
was going to say, maybe he thought it was a measure number.
We get to do our artistic interpretation.
I have a question. PGT 175. All My Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
These are like straight quarter notes and half notes, but mm-hmm. if you do it with a swing, I mean, the way it's the close your eyes and I'll get, as opposed to close your eyes and I'll get, which I think most of us know more the swing way, yeah?
Yes.
That's what's written.
And it does say swing feeling.
I think we're sort of like just pounding, I think.
Yeah, so we don't want to make that too straight. Close
your eyes. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always need you.
2, 3, 4, 1.
And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my life to you.
Good. So we want to relax that out a little bit more. Let's try that section with the accompaniment now. See if we can hold that swing feeling. Maybe we can get into it. Go to page 17. She Loves You. 167. Yes. So we just did. So here's our pitches. So 19 really quick. When we sing day, the total count for day is, we're at 2.5 beats for that. So re is short. Every day. That second note is a dotted quarter, so it's 1.5 beats there. That gives us a chance to pick up that eighth note for a breath. And I'll send all my loving to you. And try to get that two in there so it's not ta but two. And I'll send all my loving to you. Same thing with lovin', we're going to the n. Lovin' to you. Good. Other questions?
One more.
Yeah.
Page 11.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, I need a note. It's like 98. Where we slow down people, lowly people, are we gonna slow it down on the pole? You know what I mean?
There's a retard at the beginning of the second session.
Yes.
Right. And then it really slows down because then we go into ticket to write it, ticket to write a song.
Yeah, so they've marked the 100 at
from a 120
on that, but that's not a good place to slow down. So it would be make more sense to do it on look at all the lonely P. On P is where we're doing the,
it says retirement.
So that's the end of 4.
You don't want to do that whole section?
Yeah, we will in just a second. The lonely P. That's it.
So you kind of drag to the pole.
Yes. People. And we're off on beat 4 for that. Let's look at 92 so we can get into that. And I can.
Is that first time through?
That's the first time. Top of 11. And we'll do the repeat. Let's adjust this ah so we match up our vowel with a really bright tall ah. And what we're doing is crescendoing the whole phrase. So we're starting forte and then making the whole phrase louder. And watch the cutoff of this. We want to cut off on beat 4. So you don't have to count. You just cut off after 1, 2, 3, ba-da. When I play that, you shouldn't be singing. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So count chunks. 1, 2, 3, off. So we clean up that cutoff. Okay. Measure 92, we'll do the repeat, and then we'll take the retard into ticket to ride. 1, 2, ready, go. Anyway, it makes it cleaner. We're carrying that over. So we will cut off on beat 1 of measure 99. We'll just set that. If you can't beat them, join them. But it's actually cleaner that way. And it helps with the...
So
with the.
So what happens is we're going to hold through the whole
measure. We're holding through the measure, which is what we've been kind of doing anyway. Let's just do it from that the last, look at all the lonely people, 92, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you. 1, 2, ready, go. Off, 2, 3, 4, 5. That works. That's cleaner that way.
It kind of lets you have closure.
Yes. Doesn't leave you hanging. All right, anything else? All right, let's move on. And I think, we could spend hours on that one, but good detail work today. So we have time just to kind of run through the other pieces, and then we'll get more.